News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
With Carl Lindebaugh.
Linda's got on the spot with Lindebaugh, so Trish Clark.
Good morning.
You know, you are just such a red and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, not so bushy-tailed, but, you know, bright-eyed.
I looked in the mirror before I left.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. 7:06 in the morning on December the 20th. You know what? I can't believe Christmas is here.
Actually, you know, this time next week, it'll be all over.
Well, you know what? According to a lot of people, this time tomorrow will be all over. December 20th. You know, that's why I've been kind of like holding back on buying presents, because I thought, you know what? You know, may not, if those little Mayans will run around.
Why waste all that
effort? Yeah, cutting each other's heads off. I mean, come on. I mean, so, but tomorrow, of course, is the 21st, and it could be, but I'm not sure if it's the beginning of the morning or the afternoon.
You know, it's not an issue that I think we need to worry about. If it were to happen, it would just be done.
It would be done. You know, is it something like it would just explode, or is there stuff coming like meteors, or the water just rises?
Well, it's supposed to be fire, right?
Fire. Oh, I don't like fire.
I don't either.
But you know what? I don't know. It's.
I'm thinking I haven't spent a lot. Probably this is the most time
we've ever talked about it.
I think it's not a problem.
I thought the day before, at least we should do is at least mention it once for people out there. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room, and we have just a wonderful chat pack that gets in there. They're rowdy.
Talk about all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know, we have Don Stecks coming in today from Coachmaster, and for over 20 years, he has come up with these great, great advertisements, commercials. And besides just being a good businessman, he's quite interesting anyway, but we're going to talk about, you know, his latest ones. You know, a lot of them were political. And he kind of laid off political for the last year. And
he's pointed. He's a good. Yeah. And I don't know him. I'm looking forward to meeting
him. You're
going
to like him.
Because I've loved his commercials for years because he's got a real good common sense conservative bend.
Absolutely.
To what he's talking about. Yeah. Makes sense. That's kind of unusual in this day and age.
But we're going to talk about where he gets his inspirations and how he does it. And the rest of the story. You know how they say the rest of the story?
Uh-huh.
You know, because you'll get part of it, like the giant that comes up from Hollywood. Well, what's the rest of the story on that one? You know, because he couldn't get because he was so big, it was bending his frame or something like that. Anyway, then Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Talk about Obamacare.
Well, Obamacare, yes, and, you know, some other things about, you know, the impact it's definitely going to have on, I think it's having impacts already. And then other hospitals up here, and then the Medicaid, how they're just going to drop Medicaid by 10%, or Medi-Cal. Medicaid?
Medicaid?
Or Medi-Cal.
One of the 10%,
and that means the providers, 10% less.
Do you know, we have so many doctors just in Shasta County that are retiring. We're not getting the cadre of new physicians in a regular basis. And if they're going to put all of these new people theoretically into that system, I'm not sure how any of us are ever going to be able to get in to see our doctor.
Well, you know what?
And those of us who've been forced to go on Medicare, a lot of doctors are not taking Medicare, especially specialists.
Well, get this, TRICARE. If you're a retired military and you go on to TRICARE, and if you've been a wounded veteran, you go on to TRICARE. And, you know, and then, so what happens at age 65? They switch you over to Medicare.
There you go.
And there, yeah. And so level of care, now you've got to try and find another doctor.
That will take. And in the North State, you know, we just don't have a lot of those that, general practitioners. We have internists sometimes who can be your family doctor, but it's not a pretty sight. And every year you get older, it gets a little bleaker.
Yeah,
you just got to stay healthy.
Well, we're looking forward to that. But I tell you what, one thing we always look forward to is our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasonda. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are a little changed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 1 point at 13,253. The S&P 500 adding just about 2 points at 1437, while the NASDAQ Composite's also up 1 point at 3045. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 114 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues this morning on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 19 cents at 1138, Rite Aid adding 13 cents at $1.17, Merck is down $1.13 at 42.53, while Coca-Cola is up 12 cents at 36.90. Of local interest, Safeway down 15 cents at $17.99, Home Depot down 30 cents at $61.47, and Ready Make of Commerce down 14 cents at $4.75. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.77%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's down 29 cents a barrel at $89.69, and precious metals are lower with gold down $16.56 an ounce at $1,650 even, while silver's down 93 cents at $30.06. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for advice and on what to do in today's market. Because, I mean, just listen to it on a daily basis. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Stop by Park Marina Drive where they hang out at. And now the weather brought to you by our own weather girl.
It's going to snow. It's 38 degrees right now. It's looking at snow clear down to about 900 feet. I had snow in Anderson the other day, and I think we're going to get a lot of that snow around. Rain and snow through tonight, snow level down to about 700 feet. Some wind involved with it, and boy, if you're heading any place out of, you know, downtown Reading, you better be careful which way direction you're heading.
There you go.
And weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Right. Tonight is?
Pizza night.
Pizza and snow.
Pizza and snow. Yeah. And, you know, they're probably going to get some snow, so you're going to have to be a little careful. But the roads are plowed and they're
good. They're saying that a lot of it won't stick. But anyway, pizza and Anselmo. Of course, you have brunch and dinners. It's just outstanding. Chef John Stadelli and, of course, RC and Chicken have such a beautiful place up there.
It's a winter wonderland up there right now. It's beautiful.
It absolutely is. 474-5546. And you can go up and see the new building they're putting up. The name escapes me, but it's steel with glass. It's a huge, I mean, it's not huge, but it's a...
For special parties and weddings.
For special parties. And there's
to be confused with having weddings in the church, because we're not going to do that.
Because there are no weddings in the church.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Only in the assembly area.
Board of Supervisors, no weddings in the church. Okay, we've got to take a break, and Don Steck, Coachmaster, is our guest. We can't wait to get him in here and talk about inspirations and how do you come up with something that is this, you know, that is so timely for over 20 years. We'll be right back.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl and Linda Bach. Linda, of course, getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bach. So we have Trish Clark here.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, it's going to be 38 degrees today, and we're looking at snow in the forecast, so you got to go over there and get your coffee. And especially brewed by the Tobacco and Brew Cuties, and they also will meet or beat any price in town for tobacco products. And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Been in business for 30 years. Okay, we could have a little drum roll here. Don's been on before, so this is this isn't his first rodeo. Don Steck from Coachmaster. Good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Well, as soon as we turn your microphone on, do you think we can get all those running at one time there? Yes, of course.
I need to hear.
Okay, we got you turned up. It's been a few months since you've been on. It's been, the election has happened. And
well, there's been too much traumatic happened that I didn't want to go on.
Yeah, it's and one of the the reason we wanted to bring you on is because we get your advertisements. And we play your advertisements, but they are just outstanding. And you've been doing this for over 20 years.
Over 40.
Over 40 years. Over. See, I asked somebody that should have known. I said, it hasn't been over 30. He goes, I can safely say it's been over 20. And so I said, over 20, so it's over 40 years.
Yes, over 40.
Wow. And you're well, in case there is somebody out there who's just moved into the area, Coachmaster is a business that you have here that repairs and does everything.
It's a Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's right. We repair collision damaged cars, motorhomes, trucks, just about anything that's collision damaged, RVs, boats. The boats and that part of it, we don't advertise that heavily. We have enough name recognition there with the insurance companies that but our primary business is repairing the standard motor vehicle.
Well, and I can tell you from personal experience here is that when somebody sideswiped us, that we took it down to Coachmaster Collision and Repair, that you couldn't even tell that it had been touched. In fact, it got Linda so inspired we went out and bought a new car.
It was that bad.
I'll follow the logic on that.
It was nice and shiny, and so, hey, let's get another one. Okay, so, Don, I'm not sure, anyway. But one of the things that is, and is everybody, as Trish and I were talking about, is anybody that lives up here knows about your commercials that you write and record yourself.
Well, I hope everybody does. A good portion of the population, I'm sure, but not everybody.
Well, yeah, but the fact is, and we've got to take a quick break, get back on time here. But, you know, this is something that, you know, a lot of people will buy advertising space. But we'll write the copy. We'll set up all the recording of it, do all of that. And that's just part of, you know, that's just part of the deal. You know, when you buy advertising, we're going to do that for you. But you send the finished product. That sounds like you did it. It sounds like it was recorded in a big studio.
Well, I do it at home. I have my own equipment, and it's rather surprising how I got into it, really. But
well, that's what we want to talk about as soon as we get back. Okay,
right.
Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest Don Steck from Coachmaster Collision and Repair.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Catherine and I would like to let everyone know, if you're not sure what to give this holiday season, think about a kerosene heater, something everybody can use, whether a small portable or a full-size Toyota to heat your house or cabin. Stop by the renting office and check out our showroom. If you'd like to have Johnny come out and give you a quote, or talk about a trade-in. We're selling a lot of odorless kerosene for all the portable heaters in your container or ours. For the folks in the city limits, we now have the 1 gallon barbecue bottles, so bring in your old 5 gallon bottles and we'll take them off your hands. We also have propane heaters for the top of your propane bottles. For all the diehard woodcutters, we're selling ethanol free 93 and bar oil. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for all the computer folks. Weaverville Corning and the Redding stores open till 3:30 on Saturday. 241-2196. Happy holidays and thanks a lot.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Danuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and our guest, Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they're going to do it right, they're going to do it correct, they're going to treat you like family. Phone numbers to give them a call, 530-221-2642. It's time, you know, 38 degrees, you want to stay warm. Alliance Heating and Air can do that for you. Look at their website, homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992. Again, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to serve their customers, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, our guest, Don Steck.
Good morning.
Master, collision and repair. Okay, so you've been doing this for over 40 years. How did you get into doing it yourself and then building your own little studio? Or your own little recording area.
Well, how did I get into recording my own little...
recording your stuff. And I'm thinking is that we spend money on studios to make it sound a certain way.
Uh-huh.
Yours just comes
to
us.
You've got to why you decided to do your own.
Yeah, why? How did that happen?
Well, early 1970s, I decided I wanted to advertise on the radio. At that time, body shops, at least in the Reading area, didn't advertise very much. So I talked to one studio about doing an advertisement. I told them, I said, I want something different. I said, I want something interesting that'll make people want to listen to it. No screeching tires, no banging, no unusual noises, and... So they said, oh, we know just what we're going to do for you. Anyway, the radio station, which is no longer in Reading, and they sold out, oh, my gosh, 25 years ago probably. But they came in with a commercial. They were very excited on it, and the very first thing was screeching tires. And then the music to it was from Space Odyssey 2001, you know, very dramatic, ta-da! And then... a voice comes out and says, oh, my gosh, I damaged my car. What do I do now? And then the voice from heaven comes out and says, don't worry. We have Coachmaster. And
that doesn't strike me as being your kind of commercial there, Don. Okay, but let's go on.
No, I really just like things like that. I really prefer to do things where you can have a reasonable conversation with someone, and that's what I try to do in my commercials, is have a reasonable conversation. Well, they asked me how I liked it, and I said, I hate it. I said, you did everything exactly what I told you not to do. And, person became rather angry and stormed out the door and said, well, if you think you can do better, do it yourself. So, I did it myself.
Okay, I will.
However, that first night, I mean, it probably took me 4 hours to record a 30-second commercial, and actually much, much longer to write it, but I was bound to do something, and it's very hard to do a 30-second commercial and say something meaningful that somebody will want to listen to.
Well, just to let you know, sometimes it takes me an hour to do a 30-second spot that runs every day. You know, hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Oh, absolutely.
Makes my people crazy. I finally just leave them with like 18 minutes of me blathering, and they have to cut it down, so...
Yeah.
So it does take time.
It takes a long time. It does. And, of course, there's hours and days of thinking about something. You mentioned the motorhome commercial, the one in San Francisco where the motorhome got stuck blocking the highway. Well, that one over there, actually, I've had it in the back of my mind for several years, but I couldn't make it short enough to fit 1 minute. And finally, one day, lo and behold, I was sleeping, and I thought of something, and had to jot it down first thing in the morning. And so there that commercial came to be where it could tell a story that people could relate to. And it's been a very successful commercial.
That's interesting, because trying to come up with little 30-second 10-second things to say where you get your point across, it's all concise, it tells the story, and it's way harder than people, it's easy to blather on for 4 or 5 minutes.
No, it is. It's
easy. To come up with a concise answer that people are going to remember and they're not going to cut, especially if you're a politician and you're trying to talk to somebody to get your point across. And if you can't do it in that 30 seconds, they're going to cut it to the heck. It's not going to say what you meant.
Well, I agree.
There's a real art to it.
You have to make an impact very fast. And when you have 30 seconds, it's funny. I did 30 seconds for so many years that when the stations came and said, we're going to switch you to 1 minute commercials. Gosh, everything I wrote was way too short. I thought, gosh, I can't talk this long.
Well, you know, that's... Well, but, you know, it's too bad all of us can't put all of our thoughts down in a 30-second soundbite. We need to take a break here. In fact, in about 30 seconds, we have a caller on the phone, and please wait to the other side of the news, Ruth, and for your question. But our guest is Don Steck from Coachmaster Collision Repair, who is one of the perfect people you want to have advertise with you, because he makes his own commercials, and they really make sense, and they sound good. And so, and then he sends them to us.
And
so,
when we come back, we want to talk about the latest one he cut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we like that one. And then some others
like
over the last 40 years.
Yeah. From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction amid uncertainty over the fiscal cliff negotiations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Meanwhile, according to a survey by Bankrate.com, one in three Americans has cut back on personal spending over concerns about the fiscal cliff. Bankrate found that consumers with incomes under $30,000 a year and those over the age of 65 were most likely to have cut back on spending. Many people are also feeling less financially secure than they did a few months ago. And General Motors is recalling more than 145,000 pickup trucks because the hoods can unexpectedly fly open, blocking the driver's vision. The recall covers Chevrolet Colorado and GMC Canyon midsize trucks from model years 2010 to 2012. Most of the trucks were sold in North America. The automaker was able to trace the issue back to a parts supplier. GM says it doesn't know of any crashes or injuries caused by the problem. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your call. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Dr. William Farrell is a family dentist with over 30 years of experience in all phases of dentistry, including sedation dentistry for those who are among the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist. Whether it's a broken tooth that needs to be fixed, yellow teeth that need whitening, or pain that needs to be eliminated, Dr. William Farrell and his experienced staff can help you regain your health and a fabulous smile. Here's what a patient wrote to Dr. Farrell.
Dr. Farrell, thank you so much for accepting me as a new patient, fixing my big problem on the spot, and establishing a treatment plan that made sense and was affordable. You and your wonderful staff carefully explained my options and allowed me choices. You listened to me. I was so surprised when you called to see how I was doing last night. Thanks again.
Dr. Farrell served in both the Marine Corps and the Navy and offers special consideration to veterans. And to accommodate busy schedules, Dr. Farrell offers evening and Saturday appointments. Call Dr. William Farrell at 547-5757 or visit his website, palosidrodentistry.com.
Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. Not assignment. She's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. It is 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Senior and veteran discounts and a competitive price. When you add to that that they are locally owned and family operated, and all employees are safety trained and service oriented, what else could you want? You want to stay warm during this winter? Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Our guest is Don Steck from Coachmaster Collision and Repair. And, of course, Trish Clark is my buddy here on Thursdays.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, and we have a caller, Ruth Angel. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, Merry Christmas, Carl and Trish.
Merry Christmas, Ruth. Ruth has got a show along with Kurt Largent on Saturday mornings and is going to be with us for, you know, all the conceivable future here.
Yeah, we're coming up on, I think we're going the same with you.
Yeah, you all started the same day we started. I mean, you start. I think it was a Saturday after that.
Yes.
Kurt Largent was the first person that we signed to be on our station. I can't, well, you know what, you can't beat that.
Nope, and, you know, we've had some great shows since we've been on. But one of the things that I wanted to, the reasons that I wanted to call is that auto body is my blood. My dad had auto shops since, you know, since I was a kid and worked in them since I was a kid. And when I came to Reading, I didn't have an auto mechanic or a need so far for an auto body shop. But the way I drive, it's
just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time. But I wanted to make a comment to Don because I love his commercials. I love his voice. I really think he has one of those voices that he should do a radio spot, maybe on the weekends after us. But I love his politics. I love his voice. And the other thing is that when I had a need for a mechanic for one of my cars, I called Coachmasters to get a referral to a good mechanic because he's just got a trusting voice and sounds like he has a lot of integrity. And I believe he was a policeman if I understood his commercials prior to that. So I just feel like there's a trust there, and I'd love to hear him and his politics on the weekends. And I wanted to get his thoughts on that. And Merry Christmas. I'll take my answer off air.
Hey, Ruth, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry
well,
Christmas.
Don.
Well,
how about that, huh?
Merry Christmas to you, Ruth. I'm speechless. Well, thank you very much for the compliments. I do appreciate that. We do try to help people when they call and they have a question, and we do get a lot of people call and ask questions that are not collision-related. And if we're capable, we will help anybody out and make referrals and so on and forth. Collision is our main thing, of course, but anybody who is capable of repairing a wrecked car has a lot of other talents to repair that car, too, that isn't commonly thought of.
You know, when we talk about the we've talked about the business, which has, you know, that you've started, and you were a former policeman.
Yes.
And but you really, the bodywork and the working on the vehicles was obviously your first love.
Yeah, I started doing that about 15, and I became a policeman when I was 21. And I was a policeman up until 69. In 68, I moved to Reading, and I was on the Reading Police Department for a while. And it is kind of funny over there because we were talking about the 30-second commercials a little while ago. Well, police training, everything is to learn to say something very shortly. You know, 10-4, and that says it all. You don't have to say anything more than that. But it's kind of funny when I got on the Reading Police Department, I was doing some dispatching, and every officer takes a little bit of time doing a little dispatching. Well, one night I was dispatching, and the response wasn't really very good from the cars. Finally, one of the guys came in and said, "What the heck are you trying to do, be Dragnet?" I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Why don't you just say, we go down to this house, and we do this, and we do that?" And I said, "What do you think radio code is for? So we're not just chattering on the radio." And so I am a little bit used to talking to a microphone, but generally it's very short.
I always, you know, I am a listener of to the scanners. My husband was pilot for the U.S. Forest Service, and we just had a scanner on 90% of the time, especially during fire season. Very few people actually know what those codes mean or use them on the scanners.
It's true. When you find somebody who does know them, they're beautiful to listen to. I mean, it's so professional, especially if something happens at a crime scene or an officer in a pursuit. Pursuits aren't thought of too highly today, but an officer who can talk radio code and be chasing somebody is a really beautiful, talented thing to listen to.
Yeah, I guess it would be because, you know, he's just using his abbreviations to tell people where he's at. And that way, the less you have to be on the mic, the more you're
avoid
riding.
Avoid the chatter on the phone.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And to do so in a voice that is very clear and shows no emotion. Mm-hmm. Simply the facts.
Simply the facts, ma'am.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the military, you know, we have our codes. We have that we're doing. And we have, if we're calling in fire, it goes right down the same line every time. And when you're calling in fires. And the artillery guys on the other end know it so well, is that if you are in a bind, you can skip two or three of those. Two or three of the, you know, as long as you get them direction and location that, that they can shoot at. So it is. I mean, you know, when you're in a type of environment that words become a problem instead of an asset. So.
Well, that's true. And so many words people use, or the way they structure the words, have other meanings. They can be misinterpreted. Uh-huh. So if you're using a code, that has one meaning, and
exactly.
Everybody who knows that code knows that meaning.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Our guest, Don Steck from Coachmaster Collision Repair, and, of course, Trish Clark is with me. It's Thursdays. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Reading Crown Motors at your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the North State. They have a car for everybody, a car, truck, or SUV for everybody, whether it's previously owned or brand new. And their neighbors doing deals for you. They're head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. That's Reading Crown Motors. And you know, the sales tax is going up in January. So you might want to just run down there right now. All right, yes, of course, I'm here with Trish Clark. It's Thursday. And we have Don Steck from Coachmaster Collision Repair. He told me he's been doing his own spots for, what, 40 years?
40 years.
And, you know, the one, when he told the first group, they said, that's not what I want. I told you just the opposite. I could just see it. Well, then do it yourself. Well, he has ever since. You built a studio or a place to record in your business or at your house?
Well, it's at my house and in my latest house here, which I've been there for 16 or 17 years. I did have a special room put in where it's not really a recording studio. It's a combination exercise room and recording studio. But I did buy some better equipment and things like that because in the early days I was using tapes and there was no editing the tape or anything like that. So now with a computerized recordings, it makes it much more easy.
I mean it's as good as you hear anywhere around here. Your recordings, right? When I say around here, I mean I'm not talking about just here, but I'm talking about here being, you know, Reading in the North State. You've got just, I mean, it comes across real well.
Well, that's good.
So your latest yeah. One, I heard it just this morning or what have you, and I you just have such a finesse the way you put the words to get your message across without making any specific accusations, if I can say.
Wait, are you referring to a political commercial?
Yes.
Which you've been, you know what?
And I like those. I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, when I was in the thing of running for office, and businessmen would say to me, well, I don't want to take a position on anything because I don't want to offend the other side. And I always thought, you know, that's like, get off the fence. You're ashamed of how you feel about things? Come on, if you support somebody, why not say so?
Well, that's exactly the way I feel. And, right now, all they talk about is compromise. Like, that's the situation.
It isn't the situation.
If you have principles, you are not a compromiser. And if you truly believe in something, you will do what you can. And you cannot be negotiated downwards. And actually, when you look at the compromise thing on what is happening today is the Republican Party. Okay, we're compromising. Here's a good example. Democrats want to raise taxes, and the compromise becomes, even though it started out being, no, we want to reduce taxes, the compromise now is, well, let's just raise them a little bit. That isn't a compromise. It's giving up a little bit of ground every time until Americans are taxed so much. You know, I ran some commercials years ago that I put, with all the taxes that we have to pay, that I can never be rich. And if the government would quit taxing us so hard, I could have the potential to become rich. And that's what every American could strive for a good standard of living. But if we're taxed to death, that money is removed from the market. And we cannot use our own money to improve our lives. And I look at the extravagant spending going on in Washington. You know, I think back to the Carter administration. That was a pretty bad time, too. You have to be a little older to remember what happened at that time. The gas lines, 5 gallons of gas is all you could get every other day. Jimmy Carter in a sweater in front of the fireplace, the lights off in the White House, talking about how we'll all have to sacrifice a little bit. He at least had an example over there that he was looking like he was sacrificing. Of course, people who knew he wasn't. But you look at this White House today, and their spending is so extravagant. Everything is so extravagant. And they talk about cuts, but nobody really wants to talk about cuts. They bring up cuts that Americans do not want cut, but we want to hear the fat. That's what we want to hear, and we want to hear what is cut there. And they just don't talk about that. And they don't want to talk about it because it's bad.
Well, and all they're doing, I'll go back to what you said about the Republicans. The Republicans are negotiating with themselves. I mean, he draws a line in the sand, and then the head of Congress back there, he negotiates with himself, keeps throwing out new ideas. I won't say his name because it just irritates me too badly. But he just keeps throwing out stuff, and they throw that back at him, so he cuts a little more. He's negotiating with himself. Why doesn't he just go back to the House that we elected, pass what he wants, pitch it over to the Senate, and let them turn it down?
Absolutely. I mean, we just don't need somebody trying to get the best deal, working the best deal over there. And the deal, no matter how it is, always hurts the working American. It's always
That's right.
A little bit. Always take a little bit at a time, and before you know it, a lot is taken out.
Well, and the fact of the matter is, you're not convinced me that the president doesn't want us to go off the cliff. I mean, that's his whole thing. His thing is to destroy this country as we know it. And the way he does that is to break everybody and get everybody on the dole. When he's got full control, then he'll set in his regimen, and that's where he wants to go. And he can get there a lot quicker if we just fall off that cliff.
Well, it's true. And, you know, there's a human condition that a lot of people have. And that is, if I can't succeed, it makes me feel better if you fail. And this administration has said many, many times, but they talk so much that a lot of this is missed, is that Americans are too successful. We need to give up some of what we have. Other countries, we need to help them raise up. How are we going to help other countries raise up who do not help themselves without asking the average American to sacrifice? And this is what he's asking, and it's what he believes. And if you listen closely to his words, it always comes out that it's investment in America, and it's taking away from Americans is what it is. It's not investment in America.
Okay, time out. I've got to take a break. We're good. Our guest, Don Steck from Coachmaster Collision Repair, and Trish Clark are discussing the cliff, which we're quickly approaching. And you know what? You're right. We're the only person that's negotiating is Republicans with each other. Only thing that Mr. Obama wants is so he can say that, oh, this is bipartisan as we go over the cliff. We'll be right back.
And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law.
I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Lindebaugh tonight, of course. It's Thursday, so Trish Clark, my regular Thursday Betty, is here. And then Don Steck from Coachmaster Collision Repair. And I'll just kind of like step back here and get another cup of coffee while you two finish up here this last segment.
Well, yeah. I want Don to expand a little bit on his home shop about how he goes about the recording and what kind of a system he's got set up there, because I think that's interesting.
Oh, gee whiz. Now, I'm not that technical where I would know the names of everything like that, and I've gone through a few systems through the year. But basically, I have a real good computer and a professional mic and real good earphones.
And you just get yourself a cup of coffee and a thought and go in there and start working through it.
Well, not quite. I handwrite my notes out, just little things that come to me, and then I take my notes in, and I go into my computer in Word, and I write the commercial out there. And once I write the commercial out, then I can look at it and study it, and it usually takes several hours, because I try to make the most time not to be redundant. And one of the things I do that I've had a lot of people tell me I do wrong, advertising people tell me I do wrong, is that you're supposed to mention the business name as often as you can. And to me, to say, good morning, Coachmaster here, have a cup of coffee at Coachmaster, and at Coachmaster we do it. And, you know, you lose the message, and it's the message that I want people to remember.
But that's the unique thing about your ads, is that you're not talking except the Coachmaster. You're dropping that in there. People know your reputation, and they're listening because they care what you think. If they respect you, they're going to come to your business. I think you've got it wired, and I think it's a great
plan. When you hear just the beginning of it, I mean, you know who it is. I mean, you just know, because
very recognizable
it is.
Voice.
You have branded you branded Coachmaster. I mean, it's just
businesses
there.
Businesses pay big bucks to get that kind of recognition in the market, where a color or a voice or a song immediately identifies their business.
Well, that's true, and I think the music is important also, and it takes a long time to select what kind of music you want. I listened to a lot of music before I could hear just a few notes that I liked and I felt were synchronized with my voice. So that's very important, too.
Final thoughts.
We have about a minute. Yeah, or a minute and a half.
Final thought. Well, we're glad to be in Reading, I'll tell you that. And Reading has been very good to us. The economy over the last few years hasn't been what it should be, but Coachmaster is still doing well. And last time I was on, I said I could feel a big boom coming on. That boom is still there, but it's a little bit dormant, because we don't know what is going to be thrown in front of us with this government. But the people are willing to go out there. And the one thing I really enjoy about my business is it seems funny, but when some people get in a collision and their shop is at Coachmaster, I frequently hear, "Oh, I'm so glad it's here." And they're actually smiling and happy. And that's really a big compliment.
Well, that's, you know what, and that is, that's the way to finish this up, is that, you know, if I had to get in a wreck, at least I'm here where Coachmaster's going to take care of us.
Yeah.
All right, Don Steck, thank you so much for coming in, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all, and it was a pleasure being here.
Merry Christmas, Don.
Now, when we come back, we're going to have Rob Burrows on, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, real quick, talk about the Veterans Dinner, and then, of course, Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They admit they made security mistakes in Libya.
We need to look at those mistakes. We need to examine those mistakes. We need to take ourselves accountable for those mistakes.
Deputy Secretary of State Thomas Nides at a hearing on the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
At that Senate hearing, California Democrat Barbara Boxer noted that the State Department had asked for $2.6 billion for overseas security this year.
But the House cut this request by more than $300 million.
Tennessee Republican Bob Corker countered, "It's not just about money, it's about a department with no imagination.
That doesn't think outside the box, that is not using the resources that it has in any kind of creative way."
And the officials testifying say Secretary Clinton has accepted all of the recommendations for improving security made in that new independent review of the Benghazi attacks. Dave?
Rich, two more funerals have just been held in the Connecticut school massacre. One was a student, another a teacher, and Marianne Murphy's brother-in-law prays the mourning quickly turns to
only happy thoughts and joyous memories of those we have lost.
On the search for answers, Attorney General Eric Holder will go to Newtown, Connecticut today to meet with police investigating the massacre. They are shoveling from Kansas up to Michigan. A big snowstorm's rolling through. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
The storm blamed for at least three deaths, one in Utah and two in Wisconsin, where Governor Scott Walker has declared a state of emergency. Driver Jeff Frings has seen some cars and ditches in the Fond du Lac area.
There is definitely snow on the road, so you have to be careful. You hit the ridges in between those two tire tracks, it can send you flying.
Stretches of I-80 in Nebraska and I-29 in Missouri have been shut down. Here in Chicago, only a few inches of snow expected, but the wind could gust up to 65 miles per hour. Dave?
Jennifer, the economy grew better than we thought in the third quarter, 3.1%, and then the housing market, previously owned home sales, up 6% in November, but the Dow's down 8 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list, from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club and get more cheer for less. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The House could today approve a fiscal cliff alternative, but some Republicans like Marsha Blackburn may vote against their speaker's Plan B because it includes a tax hike on millionaires.
We can't continue to give the president more money to spend.
Democrats oppose it too, supporting President Obama's plan to let tax rates rise on income over $400,000. They're mourning Senator Daniel Inouye at the Capitol, where the Hawaii Democrat's body lies in state.
Without ever considering the political consequences to him back home, he always just did the right thing.
Vice President Biden at a service for Inouye, who served in the Senate nearly 50 years. He died Monday at the age of 88. The French are pulling their combat troops out of Afghanistan 2 years before the U.S. withdrawal, but they're also trying to plan the country's future.
The meeting is taking place in France. The Taliban and other militant groups in Afghanistan meeting with around 20 officials from the Afghan government and the political opposition in Afghanistan. They're discussing the country's distant future, the days, years from now, when international forces have long returned home.
That's Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Long live rock! Unless you're a rock star.
Bring on news to the other side!
When Jim Morrison of the Doors died of apparent heart failure, he was 27. Is rock and roll risky business? A British team has set out to quantify that risk, comparing the likelihood of premature death among rock and pop stars with the general population. The study reported by the Wall Street Journal says if longevity is your goal, choose another line of work. If you must play music, join a band. Solo performers are twice as likely to die early. The research examined nearly 1,500 stars of pop, rock, hip-hop, and punk. 137 of them, or 9%, died during the 5 decades covered by the study. Nearly 39% of those deaths caused by factors related to violence, alcohol, or drugs. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
Because it costs 2 cents to make a penny, 10 cents to make a nickel, the U.S. Mint is testing new metals that would make it cheaper to produce coins. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here Thursdays. It is 8:05, December the 20th. Tomorrow, of course, being that day. Phone number is 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I think we got a phone call right away, and it has something to do with veterans, because we've got with us Senior Chief Rob Burrows. We want to talk about New Year's Eve.
Good morning.
And, yeah, and we and will get to the, yeah, let's hit the weather real quick.
All right, we're going to have rain, and the snow level's down to 900 feet, high near 39. It's not going to warm up much today because it's 38 degrees now. Chance of precipitation is 90%, so it's going to rain. It's going to snow all over us. It's going to be snowy from about 700 feet. We're likely to get it in the ground floor here in Reading.
Yep, I think that's what we're talking about.
Weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
And tonight is pizza night. Pizza night up there, so you can have pizza and snow. Watch the snow coming down. It'll be beautiful up there. 474-5546. And let's go to, do we have Wells Fargo up?
Not yet. We have Fargy.
Okay, let's
one.
Go to Fargy then. Fargy, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for you and the Chat Pack's generosity yesterday. You guys made it possible for a family to have an incredible Christmas. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for giving us the, you know, for giving us the information. And Fargy's talking about a family that has worked really hard. They lost their jobs, but they've got jobs in lower paying jobs now. They refuse to take government assistance, and they've got two sons in the family, and they've asked, you know, and Fargy asked. They didn't ask. And we've been able to come up with stuff to help them along at Christmas time.
So, yeah, I wanted to touch in on something else real quick, too, Carl. I know it, you and all of our listeners are advocates for the veterans. And we have a family friend who and her family have been working diligently for the last several weeks to make Christmas a little bit different for our veterans today. And she's been collecting letters and Christmas cards, some goodie bags with cookies and trail mix for any of the veterans that may be diabetic and whatnot. And at 1 o'clock today, she's going to be out at our local VA clinic with her children and some friends and family, and she's just going to pass these out as thank yous. So I just wanted to maybe throw that out there. If any of our listeners or Chat Pack friends and family wanted to come out and help out, it would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, that's at the Veterans Clinic on Hartnell.
On Hartnell at 1 o'clock today.
All right, Fargy. Hey, thank you, and thank you for what you do, and Merry Christmas, my friend.
God bless you guys.
Yeah, God bless you. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Chris Lasonda. Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are a little changed in light trading. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 5 points at 13,257. The S&P 500 adding 2 points at 1,438, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 1 point at 3,043. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 190 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple down $2.45 at $5.2365. Facebook's down 2 cents at $27.39. Microsoft adding 16 cents at $27.46. While Intel's down 12 cents at $20.97 a share. Of local interest, Safeway down 16 cents at $17.98. Tri-County's Bank up 13 cents at $16.57. And Harley-Davidson adding 17 cents at $48.90. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.78%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 15 cents a barrel at $89.83. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $24.66 an ounce at $1,642 even, while silver's down $1.24 at $29.75 an ounce. This is Crystal Sondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hello, Chris. Hey, thanks, Chris. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute at Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 906 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive. They're good people giving out great advice. Okay, Senior Chief Rob Burrows.
Good morning.
We're having a New Year's Eve.
Well, actually, it's the Saturday night before New Year's.
Oh, okay, New Year's Gala.
Because a lot of people like to spend New Year's with their families, or they don't want to be out driving around with other people out there. And so we're having this on a Saturday night, which is the 29th. It'll be at the Veterans Hall. And it's kind of it's a pre-New Year's Eve gala event. It's a fundraiser for the museum. And the funding is going to help us as we move into the beginning of the year. You know, we're constantly bulging at the seams out there, Carl, and we're just growing leaps and bounds. And so we're trying to get a little bit more funding to come in so we can expand and lease some more property out there. We're working with the city right now to be able to get our permit for being able to expand our offices and our warehouse area so that we can have greater capability. It's a wonderful thing. We're staying in the black. Museum's doing well. And this event, events like this, are what help us be able to move forward and to expand and take care of our veterans and the history right here in our community.
Okay, we're going to be talking more about it, but it's going to be next Saturday, not day after tomorrow, Saturday, but the 29th from 5:30 to 11. It's going to be at the Reading Memorial Veterans Hall right down here on Yuba Street. Dancing.
Dinner dancing, live music.
Silent and live auctions.
Lots
prime
of good
rib,
food.
Pork roast, ham. And you can purchase tickets at Classic Cafe, GMS Man Custom Jewelers, Jones Fort, North Valley Bank, or online or at the museum.
That's right.
$35 a ticket. It's a great thing. And we're going to give away some tickets probably early next week. It's a fundraiser for our Northern California Veterans Museum.
So. And I love their motto, veterans create history, help us preserve
that's
it.
That's right. If you look at all of our great leaders our nation, they're
exactly.
veterans.
Exactly. That's right. Just such a true statement.
And what we're going to do is we're going to have you on again next week, talk more about what's going on with the museum and all that. But we wanted to give everybody a heads up. Put it on your calendar.
That's great.
December 29th from 5:30 to 11. And I tell you what, we always have a good time out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We always have a good time out there. There's going to be a bar there, too, probably, right?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Good food, good music, good everything.
There you go. Okay. Senior Chief Rob Burrows, I know you've got to run here. You've got a...
I've got more services.
More services.
For the Navy.
I was just up there for, of course, Reeds Across America. You know, it hasn't been that long since I've been up there, but they have completely filled up a whole section.
Yes, every day we're out there. Every day.
And when they were on the other day telling us how many people had been, laid to rest, it was like, my gosh.
We're losing our veterans at such a high rate. And one of the reasons the museum is growing is as these veterans pass, their belongings and their history is starting to go to the wayside, and their families don't know what to do with it. And by us being able to create a place of honor for them to be able to deposit and for us to be able to archive their belongings and their history and things like that, if we did not have the museum in Northern California, all these items would be probably going in the trash or eBay.
You're right.
And this is preserving our veterans' stories, our veterans' history right here in Northern California. I mean, it's critical for us to be able to do what we're doing, and these fundraisers are what help us to continue to do what we're doing.
Great.
Our future depends upon being able to educate our children, and that's how we do it.
Well, we have schools and kids come through all the time, and they're just everybody is just always thankful that we're being able to show that history to them.
Absolutely. Okay, Rob's going to be on next week. We're going to be talking about the museum and the future here in next year.
Yes.
But just put down on the December 29th, 5:30 to 11 o'clock, New Year's Eve, a New Year's Gala, but it's before New Year's Eve, so you could get out there on a Saturday. Okay, we'll be right back. Randall Hempling, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, is going to join us. And we have a lot of, we want to talk about Obamacare, but a lot of other things that are going on with medical care here in the North State. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Things have really changed in America since I was a kid. I remember my grandmother, in conversation with friends, referring to my father as my son, the business owner. Her other lady friends referred to their sons as my son, the doctor, and my son, the dentist. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Parents were proud of their adult children's accomplishments. Professionals were held in high esteem. But business owners were held in the highest esteem because they were job creators. Americans were encouraged to become successful, and they had a can-do spirit. A great business leader like Henry Ford and inventors like the Wright brothers were national heroes. The thought in America was, if they can do it, so can I. And millions became successful. Now our leaders endorse just the opposite, that you can't make it without Washington's help. What in the world has happened? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. It's December the 20th. It's 8:16 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning there.
Good morning.
My Thursday, buddy.
Yeah, this is just a great day out here. We're just
rocking.
We are
today.
Rocking. We're getting through stuff. We're just going to talk fast because we've got lots of really interesting
right.
people here to go through this morning.
But this and this and to be able to do that, by the way, is because of our great advertisers. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. They provide assistance including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. Call Sharon to have an in-home assessment to see how they can help you at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350, Home Helpers. Randall Hempling.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Randall.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. And good morning. And we're glad to have, you know, really happy to have you on.
Well, it's good to be here.
Well, I tell you what, you've become a force in the community since you've been here. How long has that been?
I've been here just about 4 years.
About 4 years. You've become, when Shasta Regional was bought and kept open, literally just kept, you know,
yeah,
kept
it was,
open.
It was bankrupt. It was literally closing. It was one of those nanosecond changeovers, but it had declared bankruptcy, had gone out of business, and then we took over in November of 08.
Why do you think it irritates people that somebody comes in and saves a business and hundreds of jobs?
Yeah, I don't know that it irritates them. It just kind of surprises them, and they don't understand the motive. And, you know, Dr. Reddy, when he decided to make this move, and it was at the request of the landowner, the people who own the property, because no one else was going to come in and take over the hospital. It was going to close. So he took a risk in doing that, but he saw the opportunity, and it was a gamble, if you will, for him, because all of his security was he owned 11 hospitals in Southern California and had never ventured this far out, and this is quite a reach. But since then, we've now picked up a hospital in Newark, New Jersey, and Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and so the stretch is irrelevant. You can, our management systems work no matter where.
You know, Randall, you made a statement there that catches me. And that is, he took a risk. And that's what they never seem to understand about private business, is that it's not a bunch of greedy people doing something. They take a risk, invest in the community, and they can lose a lot of money doing that. They can create jobs for the community.
Well, what it did, we now have more people employed at the hospital than we had before it went bankrupt. Actually, for the 2 years prior, we have 750 employees, which is the most we've had in about 10 years. And we're very proud of that. And we also have, in our minds, we have a no layoff policy. I'm not going to hire you if I can foresee in the future, because of whatever happenstance, that I may have to lay you off. So we don't do that. So,
and this is a tough climate to operate like that.
Well, but we're realistic, and we let our employees know that. We tell them everything that's going on. We were able to give, people got salary adjustments this year based upon merit. That's the only way you get a salary adjustment in our company is through merit. We don't have, in our particular case, our employees voted their unions out, particularly the SEIU, and now work directly with us in achieving our goals.
Well, you know what? It seems to be working. It seems to be working well for you.
Well, it is working. We just got named, I think everybody's aware of that because we put it in the newspaper, that, you know, top 50 heart hospitals in the entire country. And if you remember the history, a dozen years ago, the heart issues at this hospital.
You didn't want to even be mentioning hearts.
Yeah, now, I mean, and this is not us going out and buying an award or something. This is something that's based on the actual outcomes. And you know, Doug McConnell, he's the pinnacle of it. He does the heart surgery, but we have all these people that are involved, and he'll tell you it's a team. We have people doing the cast, Dr. Kahn, Dr.
Kahn, great guy.
Yeah. Chandra Mouli, all these guys are doing great work throughout the system, and that gets us the award from all of the outcomes. And we just got two more statements of outcomes last week that I can share with you. And this has to do with Mercy, too. For orthopedic surgery, nationally, for all the hospitals that do orthopedic surgery, and there are about 2,600 of them that do that, our hospital was rated 30th in the country. Mercy was rated 55th, so there's no difference.
Right.
So for people that go out and think they need to go out of town to get a hip or a knee, when these traveling salesmen and doctors come into town and put on symposiums, they come down to Napa and do this wonderful surgery, you don't need to do that because you can get the best hips and knees. My wife got a hip recently.
That's right.
And I mean, you can get them all done right here in Reading, either hospital, great work with the staffs. It's really well done, good surgery.
Great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Randall Hempling, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And those statistics are ones you like to hear that you don't hear about. You know, the ones that you're in the top 50 in cardiology, and I believe that, you know, from the people that I know that work with y'all. But now in orthopedics, too, so we can be homegrown and we can stay here. I like it.
Right.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we'll be right back.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We're here with Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're talking, we've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about today, Obamacare impacts and all that.
And they're big.
You know what? You said your own members had voted out unions.
Yeah, they had.
At the hospital. I mean, has that had an impact, a huge impact?
It has a positive impact I spend no time negotiating with union bosses. And the employees come directly to us. Now, we don't have a huge management structure. That's one of the big differences in our system. There's only three or four of us that actually are what we call the C-suite people. There's myself and Cindy Gordon, who's our chief nursing officer and our chief quality officer and our chief risk manager. Most hospitals will have one in each of those spots. We have Marsha McCampbell, chief medical officer, does a wonderful job. She's a nephrologist, and she details every patient every day. Then we have a CFO and myself. I don't have a chief operating officer. I'm it. And then we have directors that all of them run 2, 3, 4 departments, and then we go right straight to the floor. And we meet every day, and we detail the house, so we know exactly what's going on. So we don't have to have a lot of structure, and our employees see us every day. If there's an issue, they can bring it right to us.
So so being able to come to you, and then you don't have the infrastructure, but is it difficult? I know you said they voted them out. I remember it hit the paper. There's a lot of people were concerned about but you're saying it's having a positive impact. It must be on the there's a bottom line, too, on something like that?
Well, from the standpoint of being able to ease of management, be able to move swiftly throughout and morph, if you will, change our structures without having anybody encumber us and say, no, you've got to keep two people when you really don't need one. And like I said, we don't do layoffs. If we found that your position was no longer needed, you're a good, valuable employee, we will find a way, because we're changing all the time, to train you into that new slot so that we haven't lost anybody.
So the impact on the employees has been positive. They've got good, solid jobs.
You would have to ask them, because they always have the choice of creating a union again. And to this point, they have not. Of course, we've suffered an SEIU corporate campaign for years, because of this. But, we've weathered that pretty well.
So. Yeah, and that is a that's probably one of the other questions that comes up is that, you know, some of the things that happen is based strictly on them trying, you know, like SEIU wants to have, wants to just put a lot of heat.
Well,
on,
they do that. That's the way they operate. And there are other companies, Tenet, Dignity, formerly Catholic Healthcare West, were threatened with corporate campaigns about 8 years ago. And if you do not allow the union to come in without a vote, I mean, without you having the opportunity to counter whatever they're saying to unionize the employees, it's called a neutrality agreement. If they didn't sign a neutrality agreement, they were going to have these corporate campaigns against them. And they did not want to weather that. That's as bad or worse than a strike because they claim all kinds of terrible things. You've seen the things they've claimed against us, and none of them have been proven out. You don't want to suffer that. So that's one of the reasons that these other places are having to do layoffs and like because they've allowed the unions, in effect, to dictate cost. And right now revenues are going down. That's one of the things with Obamacare.
Yeah.
Revenues will be flattened. You know, they say they're cutting $780 billion. They're not. What they're doing is they're truncating the rise. So where we used to get a 2% increase, we're getting 0.01 or something. So their revenues are flat. And if you allow your costs to go up and you don't change to manage that and you've overextended yourself, pretty soon you can't modernize, you can't put in the new CAT scanner, you can't do the other things you need to do. And then you run into, oh, my goodness, we're going to have to do layoffs. And that's the really tough thing because then all of your employees, whether they're the best nurse on the shift or whatever, they begin to hear footsteps and they're worried, or what's the next thing to happen? That's why we've told our employees there aren't going to be any layoffs. So they're comfortable. They're not going to make the big bucks. We'd love to pay them more. They're not going to make the bucks they make in some of the other places with the unions, but their jobs are pretty secure with us.
Well, I think that's important, too, especially in today's day and age.
I believe they think so. Well, see, one of the problems is that with some of the large companies, they do their union contract negotiations in a central location, and they pick a wage rate that's unrealistic. For instance, a lot of the wage rates around here that are dictated by the unions are out of San Francisco and Sacramento, and that's absurd. Our housing costs, our cost of living are nowhere near what they need to be down there.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break here, a hard break for the news, and we're going to come back. I want to talk about Obamacare itself because –
great.
With the cuts in, the 10% cut that we just saw upheld in the courts, that's going to have a severe impact on, I think, health care. We'll come back to discuss that one.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Yeah, miss a day, miss a lot. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio on On Capitol Hill, lawmakers still trying to hash out a solution to the fiscal cliff.
The House will vote on the Speaker's Plan B, averting tax increases on incomes under $1 million. Republicans scrap plans to also offer a vote on the President's original tax increases, instead offering a second plan replacing sequester cuts with other cuts for a year.
Fox Radio's Mike McAway.
White House threatens veto. Speaker Boehner says, be my guest.
He can be responsible for the largest tax increase in American history.
The President urged Republicans to keep working on a bigger deal.
Think about what's best for the country.
The White House says the Plan B vote has derailed the talks.
A sign of recovery in the housing sector, home sales jumping to their highest level in 3 years last month. And, of course, none of that matters if the Mayans were right. As celebrations on the Yucatan Peninsula, the world supposedly ending tomorrow, according to the old Mayan calendar. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance, insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown Restaurant and Bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. The holidays are coming, and we are currently taking reservations for our private banquet room. No rubber chickens on our menu. Tapas will make your event special. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown. Always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott, Trish Clark, my regular Thursday partner here.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the best of all worlds, you know. I got Linda 6 days a week, and I have Trish 1 day a week.
Yeah, and I love my 1 day a week.
Yeah, you know, so do I. Okay, 8:35 in the morning, December the 20th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Great people down there, D.C., Tim and Logan. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? Okay, our guest is Randall Hempling, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Obamacare. And I just love getting into this.
I know,
Doug McConnell, Dr. Doug McConnell, head of the your cardiology program there.
And chief of surgery this next year.
And a great and a good friend. And I just have to mention those words and it gets going. Let's talk about insurance, because you've got the hospital and you know the cost here. Obamacare says everybody is, by 2014, has to have insurance.
Yeah, at some level it's, yeah.
They have to take out the insurance. What happens if they don't? I mean, if they don't have insurance and they come to the hospital.
Well, when they come to the hospital, we're going to take care of them. The first thing we're going to do is ask you, you know, what's wrong? Get your name, get a couple of demographics so we get some background on you, but we're not going to ever ask you if you have insurance. So you're going to get your care. The flip side of that is that at some point in time, and obviously through the taxing structure, you're going to have to prove up that you have bought health insurance. I mean, that's just part of it. It's going to be your employer will have to put in their W-2, or when they send it to you at the end of the year, it's going to have to say on there, here's how much insurance was paid on this person's behalf. And if there's a zero in there, then somebody's going to be held liable, either the employer or the person. So it's a back end fix on whether or not they have insurance, but when they come to the hospital, we're going to take care of them.
Well, what if they I don't have insurance and I'm not going to get insurance
people?
And you can't, you know, what are you going to do, take taxes away from me? I don't like to pay taxes.
There's a fining system. Well, there's always going to be people who don't pay taxes. There's going to be a few, but most folks are going to pony up and take care of it and do their job. And you know,
what's the solution? How do we take care of those people and be able to afford them in the system?
Okay, well, part of the problem is right now, because so many people do not have insurance, then they do not access the system where they should, which is at the primary care level. When you got the sniffles, you go to an urgent care, you get it taken care of that way. Even if you go to an urgent care right now, they're available 24/7, but it's going to cost you $75. So if you don't have the wherewithal to do that, no insurance at all, you wait until you're really sick. And then you show up and use the most expensive part of the system, which is the hospital. At every level, the hospital is always going to be the most expensive part of the system, particularly the emergency department. So if we can get those people to start accessing at an earlier point. Now, the question comes back, well, what about the people right now who are just only accessing that way? Well, there's a big effort going on in this community. It's been going on for 3 years. Mark Korth participates, Dean Germano and myself, the County Health Department, the area hospital clinics, everybody participates in this. And we've been meeting every month on a Friday morning at 7 o'clock, and we always fill the room. That's how important it is. What we're looking at is, let's just say you come into the emergency room and you don't have anything going for you. You don't have a primary care physician or anything else. We'll take care of you, and then we're going to immediately refer you to, in this case, down to the Community Health Center, which is excellent and takes care of about 50,000 people. Dean and the staff down there are wonderful. We'll refer you there because of the parts of Obamacare that require us to have a new health information system, an EMR, electronic medical record. There will be a transfer of records, and there will be an accessibility of those records. Not immediately. We're set up. We have it now. It's a cumbersome system. It's nowhere near perfect, but it's there. Eventually, Mercy will have that. They already have it down at the Community Health Center. We'll be linked so that the next time you come in the emergency room or down there, they will know that you visit the emergency room. They'll know what meds you're on. There won't be any problems with that. If you show up at Mercy, same thing. You went to the emergency room at Shasta Regional last night. What seems to be the problem? This is how we'll catch the people who are drug seekers. And mm-hmm. We do have those people who have chronic pain and are not in a managed system. They're constantly coming into the emergency room with pain. It's real pain, but they're not being managed. And because of that, again, I mean, if you come in the hospital and say you're having a 10-level headache, you're going to get a CAT scan. And a lot of places, people are getting too many CAT scans because of that. But because of this EMR and the communications, you're not going to get all of those. You're not going to get radiated too much. It's going to protect the system a lot with that and get you to the level you need to be. It's going to take a full generation of people to make this thing work. This is not a 5-year fix. This is a 40-year fix. Wow. It's going to take probably 2 years. Well, that's how long it's taken to get Medicare to where it is. Medicare came in 65, really full form in 66. And in 1971, there was a massive push because this healthcare system was out of control because of Medicare costs. They created a national health planning system because we had to get this thing under control. And at that time, one of the youngest health systems directors in the entire country who was in this health planning and saying, we need to get this thing changed, was me. So I've been doing this for 41 years. When Doug McConnell talks about these health planners that came out of public health schools, I'm not public health. My background's in city management. But came in at that time, we knew it had to be shifted and had to change. And now that's two generations. So it's going to take another two generations to get this morphed into.
That doesn't speak well, though, of solving the problem.
It doesn't. Well, it doesn't because there's always some anecdotal information, and there's always whose ox is being gored at any particular time. No system wants to change. Hospitals will tell you right now, oh, my goodness, you know, they're cutting Medicare. We'll go out of business. Well, maybe they need to go out of business. And honestly, because that's what brings in the efficiencies.
Well, that's true. You know, we talk about bankruptcy. But we're going to take a break. We have Randy. Randy, if you just hang on to the other side of the break, you've got a question for Randall. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce?
help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The Law Office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, December 20th, 8:43 in the morning. It's 38 degrees out there, and we're looking at snow later on, snow and rain later on. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. You know what? It's Christmas, right? It's Christmas. It's It's that time to get that Harley.
Assuming the world doesn't end tomorrow.
That's right. So go out and buy it today. Head on down to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. Say, I want that new Harley, and I want it today. And then ride it. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson's good. You know, in fact, our guest, Randall Hempling, took his
cross country. I got it tuned up out there at their place.
Yeah.
And then I rode it 3,400 miles straight through. Changed the oil on the other end. It hadn't lost a drop of oil. Those guys do a great job.
And I tell you what, they do out there. And not only that, he rode the whole way by himself. Without a windshield.
Yeah, I'm a classic rider. I had a Heritage Springer, and you put a windshield on a Heritage Springer, and it's just sissied it up. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, but his hair was. It took him like 3 months to get his hair back down on his head. I mean, it was like straight up. Anyway, okay. Look, we've got Randy's on the line. Randy, you've got a question for Randall here.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
And Randall, is that one L or two?
Two.
Anyway, what the question is, I do not have insurance. I'm a 100% disabled vet, and I'm wondering if Obamacare affects any of the veterans' benefits.
So far as I know,
your answer off the line. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. So far as I know, and you know everything gets tweaked. 100% of the veterans' system stays in place. Everything will get modified as you go along. You know, there's no guarantee in that, but as I understand it, the veteran system stays pretty much in place.
So it would not touch him. But he doesn't have insurance at all. So he's probably seen at the VA clinic. I'm not sure though.
What might happen, and we're pushing for this type of thing, is make hospitals and other clinics more accessible to the veterans. Because right now you have to go to a veterans clinic. If they roll some of it in and blend it, then make it accessible, you know, use the TRICARE systems or whatever they use for medical care.
Clinic here, but then if they go to a hospital, they have to go down into the area.
They come to our hospital now, and then we have to arm wrestle the VA to get paid every time. It is a monster
And hopefully that'll get streamlined in this process.
Yeah, we would hope that would happen.
Well, what they're doing, being able to do is, if they can be seen at the clinic, and they're offering more and more all the time, colonoscopies now, in fact, but if they send them down to Sacramento to the base there, it's much more cost efficient. And they could be seen three, but it's a painful thing. But see, if you're a military retiree like we are, if you have something, you can go and be seen right away. TRICARE picks that up. But you're right. You know, the VA needs to be streamlined. And in fact, we've got a million cases out there that are backlogged. Where
you know the VA is the British system. VA is the British system of health insurance.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, think about it. It's all the employees are employees of the government, and all the beneficiaries are literally employees of the government. It's a unitized single payer system. So when people tell me we don't want the British system, we already got it. It's the VA, and they do a good job. They generally do a very good job for the vets.
I've had nothing but great service.
They try to do a good job, no matter what. They're not always perfect.
No, but that's just like anywhere.
Yeah.
You've got some facts and figures there.
Oh yeah. I was just telling you about
on the cost.
Well, on costs and other things as it relates to Obamacare going forward for the hospitals.
Right.
Big impact.
Yes.
We're going to be paid for outcomes, which is the way hospitals ought to be paid now. Think of it as you're like the collision repair shop that was in here earlier.
Yeah, okay. Coachmaster.
Okay, so let's say you take your something out to Coachmaster's and you take it out and you drive it around for a week and it's still not quite right. You take it back. Do you think he's going to fix it for free? My answer is yeah. He's guaranteed
yeah, yeah.
his work.
He's guaranteed his work. Yeah,
that was, it's kind of a rhetorical question. Here to four hospitals, if we didn't get it right, you came back in, we just got paid again. You know, we didn't. Maybe we gave you an infection while you were in the hospital. Going forward under Obamacare, if you get an infection from a catheter, for instance, UTI, and that used to be very, very common, if you get that infection now, we don't get paid more. We just have to pay more costs because we get paid on a fixed rate, and I applaud that. It's outcome-based.
Well, you know, I kind of like that, too. I mean, yeah, if you get, you know, if they, something happens in the hospital, you go back and it's caused by the hospital.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? You're right. Just like Coachmaster. Fix it. You broke it, you fix it.
That's right. Yeah. And now, in the future, I mean, it's already started. If you readmit in a certain period of time, we don't get paid. And so it means we're going to do the very best we can. So it's good for quality. It's driving quality. That's the one good thing about Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, that they're really focused on quality and these electronic medical records, which, as I said, are a monster. I mean, don't get Doug McConnell started on that one because
it's not only Doug McConnell.
He's very eloquent about it.
Yeah, it's not only Doug McConnell, but it's any other doctor you talk to about this. But, you know, do you hear what I just said? I just said, oh, that's a good idea. And it had to do with Obamacare.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go back and scrub my mouth out, except there are some parts of this that we do need. You know,
we all recognize this. The system is broke. It needs some changes. Something needs to happen to medical care in the United States.
We spend almost 20% of our GDP on health care in this country. No other country spends it more than 11%. And our results are not as good as theirs. We do have the best health care in the world. We do have the best doctors in the world, the best nurses, but we don't have the best system, which means there's still a lot of people that are not getting care, and there are a lot of people who can afford care, like myself. Even we get bounced around in this illogic system because it's not based on outcomes or focusing on the patient or the way it is. It's right now it's fee-for-service, or most of it, which means we only get paid when we do something to you or for you, which means we want you sick. Yeah, and I would love to be in a system where we are rewarded for getting you well, keeping you well, and then we all live happily ever after. That's an impossible dream, but we've got to quit spending as much money as we do on the system that presently exists.
Well, in the Obamacare, the piece of legislation that we call Obamacare has so much more involved in it that's about control and about changing. You know, that's what we need to do is we need to get to the medical things. Take what's good in it. Every piece of legislation has some good in it. Throw out a lot of that other stuff and call it what it really is.
Well, that's what it was with Medicare. And remember, you and I might remember it, but most people would not remember when they started Medicare. The people who fought against Medicare and said it was an abomination and never should happen were the doctors. And they can't live without it now. And nor can any of us. And it's a blessing. I mean, I'm eligible for Medicare, but I don't take it because I continue to work and I pay my taxes so everybody else can have it. My wife will be eligible this month. So we're free to ride. I mean, that's the ticket to ride in this country. Once you have your health care guaranteed, now that is freedom. So let's think about everybody having some sense of freedom out there to change jobs, to actually be unemployed and look and not worry about, oh, my God, what shall I do, and not go to the doctor because they don't have health care.
But if that system isn't tweaked and isn't put right, that's not going to be there.
No, it'll be tweaked from here, generations.
But Medicare, here we are. Like we said, it takes generations. But here it is. It's in ruin right now. And they're talking about having, because of the cost and having to change the age,
right.
Change about putting more money into it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a cost. And part of that is we don't use it right. We are using it as a catch-all. Anything you want, you can come down, you can get it, these types of things, and that's fine. But the flip side of that is that in every ICU in this country, and mine today, and certainly at Mercy's, there are people who are dying. And there are their families saying, we want everything done for them as if they're going to walk out and be 38 years old again. And that isn't going to happen. We don't use our system correctly here. And if a lot of people die without dignity and without grace in hospitals because they're not appropriately using the system and thinking about comfort as opposed to we've got to go in and do that last bit of operation.
That last thing at the 85 years old.
That brings absolutely no benefit to the individual because I see that pain and I see it every day and so do our nurses and it is illogic and it is painful and it's extraordinarily costly. So people all of us need to rethink how we use the system. We can't save everybody. And nor should we try, and we need to start thinking and honoring the end of life like other countries do. We don't do it in this country. We think we can save everybody. That's the big entitlement that needs to change.
Okay. You know, I can't argue with that. Yeah. Absolutely can't argue with that.
And these decisions need to be based not just strictly on the person's age, but their quality of life and all of those other things. And they need to be made on a case-by-case basis.
And the individual needs to make that decision. The worst thing you can do is leave that to your loved one or leave it to your kids to make that decision. You should make that decision before you go in the hospital or at that time and say, listen, I don't want to be connected to all this stuff, and I don't want to be a vegetable. Please let me die with dignity.
Well,
there's a way to do that.
There is a way to make that. And most people don't, and they forget to do it, and they leave the paper at home, and it's all these other kinds.
We got to take a break. I don't have to worry about that with Linda, because if I cough, I'm laying in the hospital, and I cough, I think there's going to be a pillow over my face. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
I'm not married to Linda.
She's a toughie, but this is what we've talked about, just like you don't want to be kept alive on machines. No.
Well, that's because she can do better.
We'll take a break now.
Just a small town girl.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
This is Ed K. Blue from the Bold Truth Radio Show. Please join us on Thursday, December 20th in the Derby Room, located in the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive at 6 p.m. for the Bold Truth Fundraiser. You could win a Ruger LC9 9mm handgun with laser. Tickets can be purchased at the Jones Fort Gun Store at 1600 East Cypress. Just see Patrick Jones. More than ever, we need to keep the voice of freedom alive.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460, well, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Trish, thanks a lot for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You know, the Thursdays is just, we always like you having you coming in, and we enjoy that, and I want to just keep this going for as long as we can here.
I think it's great, and gosh, today we had so many really interesting guests.
Yeah.
And good conversation, and we didn't get a chance to just kind of rant. So we'll save that till next week.
We're going to have to rant. Yeah. Tomorrow, we're having a gentleman on, that Glenn Aubrey, that's written a book on Benghazi. And I think that it's going to be interesting because things are still happening. I'm just seeing where people are resigning today over Benghazi. And, of course, Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. And he's on every time. We have a great time talking about the past, and he's just full of he's full of great facts too. But our guest today, Randall Hempling, is the CEO of Shasta County Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what
Jimmy just called in with a question for Randall. If you were in 2014, if you're employed full time, is your employer responsible for your health insurance, or are you?
Well, again, that you have to check with if you have less than 50 employees in that group, then you are. The employer doesn't have to provide, as I understand. If it's more than 50,
that's the way I thought it was.
Yeah,
50 and under.
Yeah.
Randall, I'm changing things completely here, changing the horses completely. You're on your way to Antarctica?
Yeah, on February the 15th, catch a plane and go down to Ushuaia, which is the southern point of South America. And then from there, I catch a Russian exploring icebreaker, and we're going down below the Antarctic Circle. We deliver supplies. I've been trying to get on one of these guys for years. It's part of my bucket list, and we're going to trek in, camp at least one night below the Antarctic Circle. So, you know, then I'm going to go to my high school reunion in June, my 50th high school reunion, and look at everybody and say, "What, you haven't been to Antarctica?" I mean, what, you know.
Well, now, what's the weather like at that point?
Well, it's really not too bad. It's it's like the high is like 29 to 32 degrees every day, and the low is like, you know, zero. And I've got boots that go to 140 degrees below zero, so they'll find me down
sweating.
There. Well, I'll be. They'll find this little dead body with these warm, toasty feet
as you melt through the ice. Okay, I was wondering what because it's February, so I didn't, you know. So
it's summertime.
It's summertime down there. It's the southern.
And this
right,
is when most of the ice. This is when the big ice is there. The animals are there. I've wanted to see this for years and get some photo. I'm not a photo genius like Doug McConnell, but I can, you know, I can take my little pixel camera and you know. Cool pics and get some
send
nice
us,
shots.
Yeah, anyway. Send them back to us.
Well, I'll bring some presentation. Well, I don't know how to. One of the reasons to go down there is to just
get
away
from that. Okay.
You're right. All that technical stuff.
I don't want to talk to anybody when I'm down there. Okay, I just want to go down and take pictures of walruses, you know, or penguins or whatever.
Yeah, and it's pretty much a guy trip. You know, it's pretty pedestrian accommodations.
Sounds
you know,
like fun.
No casino, no bar. It's a Russian, you know, I got to learn to eat blubber and whale meat.
Well, Randall, thanks a lot for
thank you.
Well,
Merry
thank
Christmas.
You so much. That's our emergency. Is that our emergency thing going off there? So there's no emergency, I imagine. We just test this every week during the show. It seems like
right at the last minute of the show. Actually,
hey, Randall, thanks so much for being here with us.
You're very welcome, and thank you for everything you do in the community too, Carl.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you all so much. And Trish.
Merry Christmas to everyone, and it'll be after the fact. Christmas will be over next time I see you.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR's Shasta Redding. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well. Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The bells toll for more of the innocent lost in Newtown, Connecticut, where Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live.
The funeral processions continue here on Churchill Road, with police stopping traffic for lines of somber police on motorcycles leading black limousines.
Pray for all the families touched so terribly, that God may help these feelings of such great pain and grief pass quickly.
Teacher Anne Marie Murphy's family statement at her funeral today. The grief-stricken town's Christmas tree now a memorial, with teddy bears and drawings of angels placed in remembrance, lining sidewalks past storefronts with signs that say, Sandy Hook is love. Lisa?
Courtney, Attorney General Eric Holder heads to Newtown later today to meet with investigators and first responders. First, though, Holder's to be part of a law enforcement roundtable of sorts in Washington. Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz.